Good morning. Overcast, 29 degrees at 6:03. I'm Steve Simpson. WCCO News brought to you by the Shane Company. This hour's top story, Minnesotans who grew up listening to WCCO. A little misty this morning following the death of radio legend Charlie Boone. WCCO's Al Schock takes a look back at the impact Boone had on this station and its listeners.
Charlie Boone came here to WCCO in 1959, just a few months before Roger Erickson arrived. They each had their own show, but that eventually changed.
Then we started to work in the afternoon together and kind of kibitzed on each other's shows. We started doing things.
Now, the Boone and Erickson Show.
For the next 37 years, seemingly all of Minnesota woke up to 830, where they heard news, information, school closings, and the endless stream of jokes, some of them good.
Hey, what's this I hear about you being engaged to a girl who has a twin?
Yeah.
How do you possibly tell them apart?
Oh, shucks, why bother to do that?
Some of them maybe not so good.
Did you drive at the president's recommended speed limit of 50 miles an hour?
No, sir, you'll never get me to drive that fast.
And the radio play. One of them that's an all-time favorite.
And now, Minnesota Hospital.
After Erickson retired in 1998, Boone stayed on the air, finally taking off the headphones for good in 2010.
Last day on WCCO Radio. It's been great.
Charlie Boone was 88 years old. Al Schock, WCCO.
Stay with WCCO with much more on the death of Charlie Boone coming up, including former WCCO newsman Steve Murphy. He'll join Dave Lee at 6:20. This morning.
6:11 at WCCO. Dave Lee here. Charlie Boone, for those of us in this business, was one of those faces on radio's Mount Rushmore. He was this iconic broadcaster who was really good at what he did. And it was easy to marvel at his interview skills. As it was as if he knew every guest every time you listened to him. I always marveled at that ability. His sense of humor was off the charts, both on and off the air. His kindness went beyond me and to my family. From a personal note, when he found out I played tennis when I first came here back in 1989, he wasted no time in inviting me into his circle of tennis buddies. Probably the most stunning part, I think, was his acceptance. Not only him, but Roger and Charlie together became great mentors and, of course, very good friends along the way. Charlie Boone was one of the best to ever talk into one of these microphones. What a thrill. To stand in the shadow and be mentioned by this broadcast giant. His mentorship was A+. And then I reminded him of that earlier this year. And of course, a trip to Japan to visit Fritz Mondale back in 1995 was unforgettable. Booney, we'll miss you.
On News Radio 830 WCCO.
The Boone and Erickson Show. For those of you who remember that theme, that's exactly what it signified every time you heard it on WCCO for many, many years. Charlie, who started here back in 1959, but one of his best friends here on the station and behind the scenes was our own Steve Murphy from our CCO newsroom. And Murph, nice enough to join us bright and early this morning. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Well, morning, Dave. Of course, I'm sad, as you are, but you know Charlie, and you knew him very well, and he'd be the first to say we need to celebrate this life, and that's what we'll do.
Well, and it was quite a life, Murph. You were very tight with him, particularly, I mean, all the way through, but particularly at the end. But what do you think people should know that never had the chance to personally meet Boone?
I think that they can know that the Charlie Boone they heard on the radio was the Charlie Boone in real life. You know, he will always be known as Roger's partner for 37 years and all those great comedy skits. But as you know, he also had his own show. He would interview people. That was starting at 10 in the morning for many of the years that I was at WCCO. And he was a man of great style. He loved to travel the world. He loved the finer things in life, fine wines. And he would bring that to his show. And you always learn something. So I've always thought of this as how we used to laugh with Charlie when he was part of Boone and Erickson, and then we would learn from Charlie later in the morning.
Yeah, and Murph, I'm glad you mentioned his interview skills, because I always thought they were beyond great. The guy was just so good, and he didn't need to intimidate anybody to get an answer out of him. He got an answer no matter what.
Very well read. a voracious reader and loved to share what he knew and also loved to draw out information from his guests. Yes, he had a lot of authors who came through who were promoting their books, and he conducted wonderful interviews with those folks, but also folks who were in town on the speaker circuit. He was very, very knowledgeable, and he loved to share that.
Murph, when did you first meet Charlie? Tell me about your early recollections of what turned into a great friendship.
I started in 1980, and as a matter of fact, I told someone just the other day, I still remember that feeling, having been at WCCO for just a couple of days, and I was sent out on a story. I was a reporter in the news department, and I hopped into the WCCO station wagon, and I was driving to St. Paul, and I flipped on the radio, and of course it was WCCO, and I thought, my gosh, I work at that station, and Boone and Erickson were on, and I had to pinch myself. I'm working at this place. And as I think you've shared with me, Dave, Charlie was so welcoming to the new employees. He himself was eternally youthful, and I think he got some of that because he liked to hang around with young people. And he made it clear to anyone who came, if you need anything at all, let me know.
Yeah, he was a pretty special guy and fun. And off the air, when he'd get that cackle going, that laugh of his, it was about as infectious as anything I could think of.
Dave, don't you also feel what a special thing it was for you and me and some others to be able to attend a breakfast? Boone and Erickson had remained friends forever. And in the recent summers, they would get together on Saturday mornings and have breakfast, and you were there. And it was so much fun to hear their stories and to see their interaction after all of these years, recalling the old days, but also talking about current events. And we'll never forget it, will we?
Well, we won't, Murph. And those were supposed to be, I think, about an hour max. And it was, I think, 2 to 2.5 to 3, if I remember the numbers on that right. And that's just because we were laughing and smiling. And, yeah, I tell you what, they were great mentors for you, for me, and for so many others. Steve, I appreciate everything you did for Charlie through the years. But I appreciate you coming on the air bright and early this morning, too.
Good to talk with you, Dave.
He is Steve Murphy, the award-winning news director here at WCCO News Editor, I should say, for many, many, many years. And a great individual talking about our good friend Charlie Boone passing away yesterday at the age of 88.